I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and it's certainly a happy pleasure, which is mine from day to day, to greet you with the gospel of Christ by means of this radio program. We're always happy to know that you're listening to Moments with the Bible. It's always our pleasure to know that we're helping people in some way to know the will of God more perfectly. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," John 8 and verse 32. And it is our intent, desire, to have those things before our minds that will help us to direct our paths from here to heaven. It's always a pleasure to have you visit with us at the services of the Churches of Christ. And we're happy that you came on yesterday. We're hopeful that you'll want to return. Our question for this week, there are good people in all churches. Many of them have never fully complied with the terms of pardon as you preach them. Do you mean to teach that they will be eternally lost? Well, certainly this is a question which needs to be answered, and we appreciate the one who has sent it. It's always our pleasure to investigate, to be sure that the things which we teach are correct, and to help others to see those things so that they too may be correct. If there are those today who hold an undenominational position, what shall be their attitude toward those who belong to denominational bodies? I shall attempt to reply to this question in harmony with the Scriptures at all times, and in all humility of spirit. Some say my mother was a good person, and she was a member of some denominational body. Now, if my mother isn't in heaven, there's no chance for me to get there. I propose to give attention to those thoughts, my friends, which arise largely out of sentiment, and shall use the case of Apollos as we study together throughout the week. It's been said that when a case is well stated, it is half argued and half understood. Permit me, therefore, to state the position clearly. I frankly admit, first of all, that there are good and bad people in all churches according to the standards of the world, and it's possible for the best people to be mistaken. I think we would all agree along that line. Religion does not rest upon individual conscience, but upon divine authority, though, and no man can be certain that he is reconciled to God until he has complied with the terms of pardon as they are laid down in the New Testament. That really is the question, then, whether or not we have met those terms of pardon which are laid down in the New Testament or not. Man, as he is separated from God and is under condemnation. In John the 3rd chapter, verse 17 and 18, John wrote, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Then in Colossians 1, we find the writer Paul, as he writes, in verses 21-22, and he said, "And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight." Now, since God is the offended party, he alone has the right to state the terms upon which he will receive the alien back into the covenant relationship with himself. And alien sinners must comply with these terms, or else they have no hope of being saved at all. That goes for me, for you, for everyone. Do you remember in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 18 through 20, that Paul wrote, "All things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled unto God." It's so important, then, to study a question of this nature, to know whether or not we are reconciled, whether or not we have come into covenant relationship with the Almighty God. We're glad you joined us today. We're happy to have the question.